With SRN News, I'm John Scott. A proposal to fund the federal government for the final half of this federal fiscal year has run into opposition. Correspondent Bernie Bennett explains.
The proposal, which shifts around some budget lines to increase defense spending by $6 billion and cut domestic spending by $13 billion, was denounced by Democrats. But the bill also drew some ire off Republican Representative Thomas Massie of Kentucky, who said the bill is more of the same old stuff. Massie posted on X, quote, "I'll be a no on the CR this week. It amazes me that colleagues and many of the public fall for the lie that we will fight for another day." President Donald Trump is calling for the proposal to pass. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, President Trump now says he's doubling the tariffs on Canadian steel and aluminum to 50%. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton has more.
The president has instructed the Commerce Department to add an additional 25% tariff on all steel and aluminum imports from Canada effective Wednesday. He wrote on social media that Canada is one of the highest tariffing nations anywhere in the world. The president said the increase of the tariffs is a response to the price increases that Ontario put on electricity sold to the United States. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Talks between senior officials from Ukraine and the U.S. on how to end Kyiv's three-year war with Russia have opened in Saudi Arabia. A Ukrainian delegation met with an American delegation headed by Secretary of State Marco Rubio. A potent storm system setting up. It's expected to pour heavy rain on western states later this week after rumbling into the central U.S. Forecasters say it could spawn tornadoes in the south, and the system could also dump heavy snow across parts of the Great Plains and upper Midwest, creating blizzard conditions. The Dow dropping 674 points, the NASDAQ down 189. This is SRN News. On Monday, we met Daniel Geraci, CEO and founder of the Christian Emergency Response Network called United in Crisis. His organization helps empower churches nationwide to train volunteers how to serve others in natural disasters. SRN News correspondent Lori Tratup asked him if the recent failures of agencies like FEMA show the importance of his group's mission.
How does this underscore the need for the church to do what the church is meant to do and us not to rely on the government?
Great, great point. You know, in some ways, I'm somewhat glad that the government is failing, because really, if you look back in history, the church owned this mountain 100%, where the Christian community worked together to become the Good Samaritan of that community.
He adds that United in Crisis is a rallying cry for the global church and all Christians to rise up and demonstrate Christ's love and action in cities worldwide. This is SRN News. It's a first for Southwest Airlines and a big departure from past practices.
The budget carrier will begin charging certain customers a fee to check their bags. In doing so, Southwest abandons a decades-long policy that executives described as key to differentiating the no-frills airline from its rivals. Some changes in the fare structure are also planned. Southwest now anticipates first quarter revenue per available seat mile to rise from 2 to 4%. The prior forecast was for a 5 to 7% increase. Rich Thomason reporting.
Hours after a series of outages that left X unavailable to thousands of users, Elon Musk says the social media platform is being targeted in a massive cyber attack, and the attacker is either a large coordinated group or a country. Thousands reporting no access to the platform, according to tracking website downtector.com. More details at srnnews.com.